Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, a wonderful show. We have Michael Bublé, Les Brown, Carly Simon, Glenn Miller, and many more, so stick around. Now to get us started, we'll be hearing the likes of George Shearing and Nancy Wilson. We'll have Billie Holiday, and right now it's Benny Goodman and Blue Lou.
Sun up in the sky, stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather, just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray Lord above will let me walk in the sun what's more, can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
So smooth. That was the George Shearing Quintet and the famous Lullaby of Birdland from a CD on Capitol called The Swingin's Mutual. Before that, Billie Holiday and another famous song. Ted Kohler, Harold Arlen wrote it back in 1933. It was Stormy Weather. This on the hit parade six times between 1933 and 1943. 1943 version was by Lena Horne. And we started with Benny Goodman with an Edgar Sampson and Irving Mills tune from 1935, called Blue Lou. Well, saxophonist, arranger, and composer Edgar Sampson, born on this week in 1907 in New York City. While he played with the early Duke Ellington, Fletcher Henderson, Rex Stewart, and Chick Webb bands, Sampson was one of the most widely heard but least celebrated writers of swing-era music. His classic tunes included When Dreams Come True, Stompin' at the Savoy, Don't Be That Way, and the one we just heard, which was Blue Lou. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Glenn Miller from Doris Day. Right now, it's Sinatra, an oldie. It's an old scratchy recording, but a great one with Tommy Dorsey. All or Nothing at All.
Nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing. Nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weep, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. Under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no.
The lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's when the Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning, Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Hey. hush bye, I'll buy you this and that. You hear a daddy saying, and baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Listen to the lullaby of old
She's the toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a gal. A real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
What a happy piece of music. It's Glenn Miller, Tex Beneke and the Modernaires, and Marion Hutton, and a song written by Mac David and Harry Warren back in 1942 called I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. This was in a famous film with Glenn Miller called Orchestra Wives. Before that, it was the wonderful voice of Doris Day, backed up by Harry James, with an Al Dubin-Harry Warren tune from 1935. The song was Lullaby of Broadway, and it was from one of those Depression-era movies, a good one with Dick Powell, called Gold Diggers of Broadway. Our first song was an early Frank Sinatra, along with Tommy Dorsey, in All or Nothing at All. This song got on the hit parade as number one in 1943. Well, it was back in 1939 that Frank Sinatra recorded originally All or Nothing at All with the Harry James Band. The tune failed to become a hit until 4 years later in 1943 when Old Blue Eyes joined up with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, the song we just heard. And on this week back in 1889, a fellow by the name of Charles G. Kahn of Elkhart, Indiana, patented the metal clarinet. More than 100 years later, Kahn still represents one of the most popular musical instrument names, especially for clarinets. You're listening to Swing on WVXU Cincinnati and WMUB Oxford. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Michael Bublé. We'll have Les Brown, and here's Carly Simon and All the Things You Are.
You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday things you are
mother, take all of me. Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I wanna lose them. I take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbyes, they left me with eyes that cried. How can I get along without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not I take all of me? Let's go, boys, let's go.
CD called Crazy Love. That was Michael Bublé. And a great rendition of All of Me. This was written by Seymour Simmons back in 1933. Most popular recording of this was by Frank Sinatra. This one was awfully good. We heard from Les Brown, a Lerner and Lowe tune from 1947. Music from Brigadoon, Almost Like Being in Love. And our first song was Carly Simon, with an Oscar Hammerstein Jerome Kern tune from 1939, a great one, from a musical called Very Warm for May. It was All the Things You Are. And it was on this week back in 1814 that British forces destroyed the U.S. Library of Congress and the 3,000 books contained therein. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have some great stuff in the next half hour. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Nina Simone from Duke Ellington. And right now, it's Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet and Cheek to Cheek.
Cheek to cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
To climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as
much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, dance with me, I want my arms about you.
The charms about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Dance with
I'm
me.
Dancing, I'm dancing.
I want my arms about you.
The charms about you will carry me through to heaven.
I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together dancing,
dancing and romancing. We're
out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for hot tone places. Liz Taylor is not a star high, and even Lana Turner's smile, something he can't see. My baby don't care, who knows it? My baby just cares for me. Shorts, and he don't even care for clothes. He cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. Baby don't care for. He don't care for high tone places. Liz Taylor is not his style, and even Liberace's smile, something he can't see. It's something he can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for.
That's Nina Simone and a great Gus Kahn, Walter Donaldson tune from 1930 called My Baby Just Cares For Me. This was on the hit parade by Ted Weems back in 1930, and in 1954, it got on the hit parade once again by the High Lows. It was in a film, by the way, with Eddie Kenner called Whoopee. Before that, it was Duke Ellington and a Jimmy Strayhorn and Johnny Mercer tune from 1958 called Satin Doll. And our first song was Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet and a great Irving Berlin tune. He wrote the words and the music to it. It was called Cheek to Cheek. Well, it was on this week back in 1945 that American troops began landing in Japan following the surrender of the Japanese government at the end of World War II. And on this week back in 1830, a passenger train called the Tom Thumb was demonstrated for the first time in Baltimore. It was the first locomotive of its kind built in America. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Artie Shaw from Frank Sinatra. Right now, it's Peggy Lee and I Won't Dance.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance this year with you. My heart won't let my feet do things that they should do. You know what? You're something, yes you are. You're something, and oh what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I am not asbestos, and that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance, so if you hold me in your arms, I won't dance. Music leads the way to romance, so if you hold me in your arms, I won't dance. No, 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 I won't dance.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young. Thank you.
We're swinging with Artie Shaw. That was Begin the Begin. And it's a Cole Porter tune from 1935. Cole Porter wrote the words and the music. Before that, Frank Sinatra, and It Doesn't Get Much Better Than This, folks. You Make Me Feel So Young. Nelson Riddle's orchestra recorded in January of 1956. And we had heard from Peggy Lee in an Ardo Hallberg and Oscar Hammerstein Jerome Kern tune from 1934 called I Won't Dance. Well, it was on this week back in 1929 that the Graf Zeppelin, the German airship, completed its historic round-the-world flight when it landed back in Germany. In 1903, on this week, the first automobile trip from San Francisco to New York City was completed, and a Packard made the trip in just 52 short days. And on this week in 1941, The Great Gildersleeve, a spinoff of Fibber McGee and Molly, started on NBC Radio. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. We have time for a few more. And right now, here's a great one. Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle and Too Marvelous for Words.
You're just too marvelous. Marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much. And just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Song coming on, and I'm warning you, it's a victorious, happy and glorious new strain. I feel a song coming on. It's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through you, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming on. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through you, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming
on. We're listening right now to Stan Kenton and a little bit of his famous Peanut Bender. Before that, it was Dean Martin and I Feel a Song Coming On. And we heard from Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle with a Johnny Mercer tune. A great one, too. Marvelous for words. This is Bill Cartwright. I've had a wonderful time tonight. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday nights between 10 and 11 for lots more great music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's next.